in Hebrews chapter 12. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Father, Lord, we bless you this morning. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for giving us this handsome privilege to come worship this morning again. We trust you that you will bless our heart. Every time we come here, it is a plus. We thank you because this is another blessing this morning. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Please help me appreciate the chorister for that wonderful rendition. I want to thank God for giving us the gift of life, for the opportunity the Lord is giving us again this morning. I want to thank Him because of His love. You may not all know that today is our family Sunday. Shout hallelujah. And I'm looking at how we are going to really do it. For those of us who are here this morning, I'm indulging us to wait till the end of the both services. If you can, it will do you a lot of good. It's supposed to be an interactive section, kind of, where we talk. I will speak briefly on family, then we'll start talking. A lot of things are going on. I'm telling you the truth. I don't even want to talk about outside the church. Even in the church, a lot of things are going on that people don't talk about. You know, there's this face we bring to the church. Everybody say, bless you, hallelujah. We all smile. But a lot of things are happening at home that people are not talking about. And even from the pulpit, you know, pastors are not talking about it. And a lot of people are crying in silence. You know, I was sharing with my wife. I said, it bothers me how a man will see a woman and say, please marry me. In fact, the Lord showed to me that you are my wife. And the woman agrees to marry him. Leave her parents' house. And say, okay, I believe in your vision. Even when you don't look like somebody who has a vision. You know, there are people who don't look like it. But a woman still believes. It may not look like it, but I believe in it. Hallelujah. And the woman follows him and says, I believe you. And one day, he will wake up and start beating the woman. It gives me concern. He will wake up and start lying. Do you know, lying to your wife is a crime? Some people don't know that. When you exchange vows on the pulpit, and you said, I will love you with the whole of my... You said heart, inclusive. With my body, I will love you. I will cherish you. And one day you wake up and lie to the woman. And see, many people don't see lie as a crime. Lie is a big crime. So lie to the woman God gave to you. You have lied to God. You have betrayed the trust of God. Now let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. It seems like I'm talking to men now. But Lord, listen. I'm talking not only to men. To lie to your spouse. Listen to this. To lie to your spouse is a betrayal of the trust of God. God entrusted that woman into your hand. As simple as lying. I'm talking to you now. As simple as lying. To lie to her, you have betrayed the trust of God. Now, God entrusted that man, that woman, into your hands and said, take care of him. Do you know, infidelity starts with small, small lies. Where are you coming from? Your wife asks you, where are you coming from? You are coming from Gbagi. You don't want her to know you are coming from Gbagi. You say, I just left the church now. Now that's the beginning of infidelity. You know, many people think infidelity is when a man sleeps with another woman. That's our definition of infidelity. Infidelity starts from when in the house there is what we call hypocrisy. Pretending to be what you are not. Lie. as much as lie is, lie has destroyed a lot of things in many families. Lies. Hey, my paro, tell your wife lie. Lie. And some of you done today will not be separating the singles. We are going to be holding it together. We reconsider the plan that there are more singles in this church than the married. And my prayer for you, my prayer is that by the end of 2020, there will be more married people. And some of you don't understand that prayer. It means many of you will be getting married. Yeah, that's the meaning. Hallelujah. And do you know some of you are not even planning marriage? You are not planning it. But listen, this is prophetic. The Lord is planning for you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Now, listen. Some of you start this from when you are single. It's easy for you to lie to somebody that you... Let me use the word... We are more familiar with the word dating. Now, let me tell you something. Don't believe... Don't go after this worldly culture of we are dating. One day he will propose. When he proposes, I will accept. Well, that's Western culture we brought in. That's not biblical culture. It's a Western culture that you see a girl and say, let's be testing ourselves and see if we work for ourselves. And after seeing everything about our life, you choose to propose. I see women at always, they are always, you know, having the consequential effect of it. After he has used the lady, you say, well, I'm not proposing. I saw one clip on the internet. A guy gave a lady a ring. They sleep together in the same room. And when he gave her the ring, the lady called her parents and said, he has proposed. He said, no. He said, this is ring of intention to propose. Not the proposer. I have intended. So take intention ring. Hallelujah. So when you are courting, you start lying. Small lies. Social media has made lie easy for us. In the believers, you know, many believers don't see lying as anything. Lying is a crime. I can stay on this issue of lying in relationship, both marital and courtship relationship, for so long because it's the bottom line. It's the reason, is the remote cause. There's a GPS application now that you can install on your phone. If you call somebody and say, hello, where are you? And the person says, I'm in the world. On your phone, you will see where the person is. And so you'll be traveling. You know, I travel a lot. You'll be traveling, somebody's wife will call him, hello, Ibolo, animal, I'm now in Ibadan. He's heading to Lagos. Say, I should be back before evening. Possibly, he has an appointment. He doesn't want his wife to know. I said, let me tell you something. That one of the reasons God wants you to settle issues, especially in marriage with your wife, so that you don't sleep over it, is that it's a major factor that hinder prayers. Listen, some of you are praying not because you don't have faith. You are praying because you have a factor hindering your prayer. You are praying and not receiving it. If you lie to the woman, Holy Spirit, help me this morning. I'm not intending to even share this. I'm not intending to preach about this. I don't know why this is coming. You know, I just allow him to flow through my mouth at times as he gives me utterance. I intend to preach about Christian home in our second service. Then we interact. Then we talk about it. But I'm sure God is trying to correct somebody who has been lying this morning. If you are the person, adjust. You expect the faithfulness of God in a marriage where you have laid a foundation of lies. You expect the rain of God's blessing. We rebrand it. We call it scope. Call it scoping. See, I just scoped him. Don't lie to your wife. Don't lie to your husband. And some of us overbill your husband when you want to give him grocery bills, you overbill. And you say ibitabati she. Oh goodness! Oh my goodness! Oh nijeje kuje. you overbill your husband. He said, it's nothing, it's my husband. And now some of you forget to understand something. You are one. Whatever your wife owns, you own it. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us. Help me, sweet Holy Spirit. Well, last week, we started talking about kingdom concept of money. And I really want to, you know, money has to do with a lot of issues in family. Has to do with money. But the reason people lie is tied at times to money. A man will be telling his wife, "Nia yeloru, eleda erimio." And he's lying. He's actually lying. He'll be showing her, he will pull his pocket, you know, bring this one out. Meanwhile, he has a short knicker inside where he has hidden money. He said, look at it. He will say, even your spirit can see what I'm saying. Hallelujah. And so I consider money as a major factor. If you cannot be faithful with material things, as simple as money, you cannot be faithful with human life. As simple as money. Yeah, you can't. Somebody very close to me. Very annoying. It happened, his wife built complete house and the husband did not know. And they were sleeping in the same room. She started foundation, completed it, the man didn't know. An outsider was the one that was congratulating him, saying, thank God with the project mommy is doing, eh? What mommy's project? He came back home and asked his wife. His wife said, well, I just want to give you a surprise. You know, there's people, something about people who lie. They know how to connect the chain. It has a chain reaction. You will need a lie to cover another lie. Until you break the chain. I don't know why I'm going back to this issue of lie. Holy Spirit, help me. I wanted to talk about money. I'm talking about lie again. Let's just allow the flow. Praise God. You will need one lie to cover another lie. You go and see liars. If, listen to me, one of the challenges I have before I got born again was that I could lie if effortlessly. Thank God I got born again before getting married. I would have been scoping my wife by now. Oh my good God. Scope, really scope. I don't think about it before lying. It just comes. When it anything that becomes an habit. In fact, you know, science has it that whatever habit you practice over 10,000 times, you become a genius. You can become a genius liar. When you lie again and again and again. And so before somebody comes, you just cook up something. The Lord will help our generation. And so something as simple. And last week, we began to look at the kingdom concept of money. Money is a system. Money is a legal tender that applies here on earth. Money was invented by man. Money was not God's idea. Are you listening to me this morning? Money, before now, there was nothing like money. How many of you still remember trade by barter? In economics, we're taught where somebody would bring a particular goods or products and exchange it until somebody came and said, okay, let's look for something. They started with what we call cowries. Yeah. They started using, especially in Africa, they started using cowries as a means of exchange. You will give a particular amount, you'll be given the product of the same value. And I said, money is a medium of exchange. Money is anything you receive for the value or services you have rendered. Am I communicating this morning? Now, if you want to get money, it's very simple. How do I get money? Create value. Because anything that has value, money will be exchanged for it. Now, the question I will ask this morning, what value are you creating? See, let's stop this gimmicks that is going around the world. Miracle money, raise up your phone. I even saw one on the internet yesterday. The man brought Ghana Must Go into the church and was commanding money into Ghana Must Go. Now, who has bewitched this generation? Magic has entered the church. Magic. Pastor commanding money. Who worked for the money? So, you know, all this, listen to me. Principles works here on earth. Magic is different from principle. When somebody conjures something, a magician can conjure a plate of rice and ask you to eat it. But you may end up eating sand, you don't know. Yeah. Because that was what the devil was trying to change the ministry of Jesus into. In Luke chapter 4, if you are the Son of God, turn this stone to bread. But God has a principle. If he needs bread, he will first give you wheat. You convert the wheat into flour, then you bake it and have bread. It is a principle. Now, there is different mentality people have about money today. And I talked about it last week. I said people have different perception. Perception is how you think. The way we think, our approach to money differs. Some people believe money is a do or die thing. It's either I kill to get it or I die getting it. I was showing my wife yesterday. So-called Yahoo boy was barking like a dog and was vomiting blood. How many of you have seen it? Yeah. Barking like a dog. He vomited blood until life got out of him. Listen, it is his perception about money that he can do anything. And there are people doing that today. An armed robber who stands at the middle of the night holding AK-47. It is a perception. It's a perception. When you believe money is a do or die thing, it's either I get it or die. First Timothy chapter 6 and from verse 10, money is the root to all evil. Money is not the evil. It is people's perception that creates evil. The people's perception about money is how evil is invented. Are you listening to me? And some people have a consumer mentality about money, consumer perception. Any money that enters your hand, you spend it. No saving, no investment. I showed you last week in Proverbs 22 and from verse 2. He said, the poor and the rich came together, and God is their maker. The question is, did God create one poor and create one rich? Yes or no? No. Totally no. No. No and no. You know, some of you believe God didn't create anybody poor. We made choice after we were created. Yeah. It's a choice. All that the God created, what the Bible says? Good. They were. Talk to me, they were. And so, there was nobody God created and said, I create you to be poor. When we came on earth, God gave us opportunities. Yeah. Some misused their opportunity, some took it and invested it. And so we saw in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, I'm going to read from verse 6 downward. He said he gave to the poor. And I asked you a question last week. What did the poor did with what God gave him? Now many of us who have had opportunities, but we wasted it. Like me. I've had several opportunities. One is when I was working in bank. Literally, I was the breadwinner of my family as at that time. I was the one paying school fees for my siblings when I was working. And so God saw the pressure on my head. One day, I was in the office. And let me quickly tell you this. If it is prayer that brings money, people on the mountains in prayer rooms should be richer than people working in the market. Yeah. Prayer does not answer to everything. There are things that have principles. One of it is the principle. There are things that answer to prayer. There are things that answer to work. You have to work. A farmer sits at home and starts speaking in tongues. Lishoma tezi. Harvest. He didn't go and plant. Or he's on his own. If you like, pray from now till tomorrow. You must go and plant. It's a principle. It's a principle. And as far as you're on earth, you must abide by it or you fail of it. A farmer has to plant. After planting, you can now pray. But there must be planting. Don't plant and keep praying. Stay on your land. Pray 100 days. Nothing will happen. Did God answer prayer? Yes. But when you pray off principle. So what am I talking about? Now, I was telling you about me. I was walking in the office one day. One young Hausa boy came inside. He said he needed dollar. He needed BTA. Business traveling allowance. And he said, you. The guy looked so wretched. I said, you. You want dollar? He says, he lie. You don't have it. What do you want to do with dollar? He said, he travels to China. And if you see this, you won't believe. He looks like a beggar. And it disturbed me how unbelievers understand these principles. They work and they get money. They now use it to oppress believers that don't use the same principles. And so I began to ask him, I said, if I give you dollar, how will you prove to me you will use it? Not that I'm going to, it was going to exchange Naira for it. And dollar was actually scarce that time. And he said, he's going to buy suits for me. He said, he asked me, he said, what do you want me to buy? He said, I'm going to buy no cost. When you sell it, anytime you have money, pay me. I said, wow. Immediately, I said, this is business. Came to my mind, I said, this is business. I said, what will you buy for me from China? I said, buy suit. I felt my market is around me. Just my colleagues, everybody around me wear suit. So I won't need to go out to make sales. So I'll just come to the office and say, you, what's your size? Take, pay me when you have money. Meanwhile, I'm not even using my money. Other people's money is what I'm using. And so, we gave him the dollar and he traveled. He brought about 7 suits. I was impressed. And he said, anytime I have the money, I should pay him. I made the first sales. In 2 weeks, I was in money. I was not expecting my salary. I paid him his own money. I made money out of nothing from my own pocket. And so, I said, this thing is sweet. I said, okay. When I paid him his money, I said, bring 15 when you are coming. He brought exactly. Now, where we had problem was the issue of size. I will give him size. He will throw the paper away. Go and buy boogie for me. And so I had suit at home I couldn't sell. Now, that was not where I was going. I didn't see that as an opportunity for me. Now, what I was supposed to do then was to resign and travel with him. That was what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to resign and say, okay, show me the way. That was a platform. I would have hit million long ago. But thank God, God knows how to restore the life of a man. And now let me tell you something. Some of you are too comfortable with where you are. And every day, opportunity flies around you. You don't see them. Proverbs 22, read verse 2 and verse 7 for me. Very important. Or let me read from here because of our time. See, Proverbs 22, verse 2. The rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. God created them, but God didn't create one poor or create one rich. Individuals make choices with the opportunities that God has given them. Some of you have millions have entered your hand. But what did you do with it? God gave you that money. And I told you last week. I said, anytime money enter your hand, the first thing you should ask yourself, is this a seed or a bread? Because if you eat your seed, you will not have harvest. There are certain money that came into you and you are not supposed to spend them. Certain money came into you. They are not to be spent. They are to be invested. You are to be planted. And I said it. Never blame God. And say, God, why? Why? I have prayed. No. 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 God gave you opportunity. When they call you, come and buy land. You were the one that said, I won't buy. It wasn't God. Oh, there is this business. Come and invest. Say, I will not invest. You see, people are scared of buying land in Lagos. And people are making it in Lagos. People are buying land in Lagos. I mean, one of our major problems as believers is we fear unbelievers enter places. fearlessly. I don't know where this fear came into us. The Bible says, 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. He said, God has not given you, listen, you Holy Spirit, help me. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of boldness, of a sound mind. We fear unnecessarily. Unnecessarily fear. One of the things that have crippled many of us, that we have not entered into dimensions God wants us to enter, is fear. What of if I didn't make it? I think an unbeliever should be thinking like that, not you. What of if the probe, I export, and when I'm exporting, that's the devil creating an imagination in you, and when I export and the plane crash. What of if the ship, is it only your goods that is there? What of if I open shop, you know, a lot of thieves in this Ibadan, and they boggle my shop. Are you the only one who in a shop? You are a believer for God's sake. Do you know the meaning of a believer? You live by believing. Your life, listen, your success is by, that's why you are called believer. That's why you are not just called believer because it's a nickname. You live your life by believing. What you believe becomes your reality. If you believe you will fail, you will fail. You live by believing. Well, what if I start that business and I can't continue? Who said that to you? Where did that get? Listen to me. I see God raising entrepreneurs here with global mind. If you are saying amen, let me be the loudest. Listen, you can't reign in poverty. That's the truth. The glory of God cannot be fully manifested in poverty. You are preaching to somebody. God is good. He's able to supply. And the person is looking at the supply in your own life. He's trying to weigh the supply you are preaching. Say, help me, God. Come on, say, Lord, say, help me, God. The rich and the poor. God didn't create them poor. Neither did he create anybody rich. He wanted everyone. And he gave us choices. And remember that from inception, God has always given man choice. He gave him choice to live in the Garden of Eden, where there was abundance. But man made choice to leave Eden. Everything man needed before he was created was supplied in the garden. How many of you are aware that there are four streams that enter into the Garden of Eden, such that when man drinks from one, in case one is drying up, he will have another. And that's why I say you should have minimum two streams of income, two things you do that brings money into your hand. Four entered Garden of Eden, four. Everything he needed. But the man said, the man made choice. And what was the choice? That he will sweat for everything. And that was what God told him. He said, now that you have made this choice, you will have to till the ground to survive. Say, man. Now, some people say God caused them. God didn't cause them. God told them the consequence of their action. He said, woman, because you have done this now, this is what is going to happen. He said, man, because you have done this now, you will have to sweat. You will have to labor. But glory to Jesus. The Bible says, he who is in Christ has entered into his rest, has ceased from his work. Can I talk to you? You have been blessed to be a blessing. Start something and begin to see the manifestation of that blessing. And the Bible says, in the land of Philistine, there was famine. The Philistines, who owns the land, they labored and had no harvest. And the Bible says, in the same land. Say, in the same land. Can I prophesy to you? On this land, you will prosper. You are not saying amen. The milk and the honey of this land will produce its increase for you. In the name of Jesus. The man of God said he went to a country that happens to be the poorest, one of the poorest in the world. Nigeria is beginning to enter into that statistic. May God deliver us. But do you know, in the poorest nation in the world, there are still men living in comfort. You will not be part of the statistics. Talk to me. I say you will not be part of the statistics. And so man made a choice and left the garden. He left the garden and had to sweat for himself, labor. And that was in the plan of God from inception. But let me tell you, one of the plan of God is that you live in suffering. I showed you in Corinthians last week that you will live in abundance in all things, including money. Including money. Now, there are so many ways to get money. There's a wrong way to get money. You will get it, but there's a wrong way. And I told you last week, I said, God is more concerned about how you get money, not the money you get. Yes. Yes. Because you can get money anyhow. And people who sign check and change figures, it's money. Somebody who stand on the road extorting money from people illegally is creating wealth. So wealth creation has different forms. What God blesses is that God blesses order. If you are not in order, God will not bless what you are doing. So the question is, what I am doing, am I in order? What is order? The principle, the divine program of God for abundance. And so because God blesses order, when you are out of order, no matter what you do, it will never attract the blessing of God. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Say, help me, God. Let me show you something in verse 7. Proverbs 22 and verse 7. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is the servant to the lender. The rich ruleth over the poor. The borrower is the servant to the lender. Listen, when poverty holds you, you will have to borrow. Yeah. You know, I've heard people say, I will not borrow. The Bible says, I shall give. But you don't do, you don't practice the principle. You are only making confessions. You don't practice the complete principle. When hungry holds such the person, he will knock at his neighbor's door and say, can I? May that not be your portion. I'm praying for you. May that not be your portion. Prosperity is beyond just saying it. Financial prosperity. You have to do something. I told you last year, I said, start selling something. It doesn't matter how small. Start selling. God said, I will bless the work of your hands. Your works, what are you doing? When God looked at your hand, he didn't see work. He only saw hand. He didn't say, I will bless your hand. I will bless the work. The work. What work is in your hand? What are you doing? What are you doing? What will God release? God will not release blessing on an empty hand. I will bless what you are doing. What are you doing that God will bless? And so I'm going to show you a few things. And I told you, I said four things you should think about. As soon as money gets into your hand, number one, say investment. I'm saying this so that we can all be on the same page because of those that were not here last week. Say investment. Come on, say louder. Say investment. Start thinking investment. Start thinking investment. Start thinking investment. Yeah, start thinking. What do I do? Start from anywhere. Many of us, our challenge is pride. Bugarati. You don't have... Listen to me. You wait until you have it before the pride comes. Say, you know, I'm a graduate. I have my master's. Listen. Go and see graduate frying akara. I'm making it. There was this man, this young brother who graduated. He graduated from the university, there was no job. While service began, he began to think of what do I do? He got his alawi and said he was going to fry akara. His mates, I said, you are a disgrace to Nigerian graduates. You want to start frying akara. The man, the guy did not listen to them. He started frying akara. He brought all the education he had in school and rebranded akara frying. He started employing people who insulted him. Now, he now fry akara and start what we call soup cooking. He cooks soup and send it to bankers who don't have time. When they taste it, they will order for the month and say, the whole of this month, make supplies. How did I know about it? They invited him on television to come and explain to others how he got there. But listen to me, he started somewhere. Be humble. Be humble. Many of us, pride is our problem. There's a woman that sells snacks. I saw my wife every time I drive. I said, this woman, you won't imagine a turnover every day. Hope Junction. If you think of, you just Hope beside airport. Just walk down. You see a woman. She sits there. She has two shops. One filled with bags of flour and oil. The other, they are turning the flour with oil, mixing it and frying it. And I told my wife, I said, you will be surprised that what this woman would have turned over for a month is more than the salary of a manager in the bank. But the woman started somewhere with humility. Say, me, a graduate, Kimadi Panke. Oh my God. Your understanding will be open. You know why I'm telling you this? I want you all to be rich. I want you all to live comfortably. You have more tendency to steal and lie when there is no money. And when you are comfortable, you won't have reason to lie or deceive somebody. When you are comfortable as a believer. But when hungry man is an angry man. And when you are angry and hungry, you can lose your identity. You can lose your identity. David said, never allow poverty so that my mind will not be suspended and I will curse you. David said that. He said, never allow me to be too poor that I will go begging. Now let me show you a few things because of time, and then we'll go on. I beg you to wait for second service. The Lord gave me a powerful message for this morning for Christian home or Christian family, and I really love you to be partaker of it. Now, these are facts. I said it last week. I said four things you must do when money comes to you. Number one, investment. Number two, saving. And I showed you Proverbs 21 and verse 20. He said, in the house of the wise are treasures. He said, but any money that comes into the hand of a fool, he spend it immediately. Say immediately. Dear, let me read that scripture. Let me read it. Proverbs 21:20. When money enter your hand, the next thing that will be ringing in your brain, shop right. You will be restless. Shop right, baggy. Listen, you better rebook that voice. That voice is the reason you are where you are. Say, I rebook you. You be spirit. When money is not in your hand, the voice will keep quiet. You will be planning. Your head will be correct. You'll be planning. As soon as money comes, plan will change. 21:20. Hey, the wise man saves for the future. Anything that comes into his hand, shop it. Blow it away. They burn cash. You hear people say, let's go and burn cash. Let's go and waste. Faji. Let's learn from our parents. If you can't learn from society, our parents have made some mistakes we shouldn't make. Just learn. Now listen to me. You are having children now. You are having children. You should start planning for your children. Save for them. Thank God for bank now that they have account for children. Open an account. Put money for your children. Teach your children how to save. Go on. No, it's alright. And I said number three, you give. Thank you. Okay, some of you. Number four is what? Spend. Now, we are not saying you should spend, but let your life have balance. Spend wisely. How do you spend wisely? Spend on your children, your wife, and yourself. Help your relative. Some people know how to spend, but not for their family. They are good outside, they are not good at home. Not for their family. They are spenders. They don't spend on their children. The proof that you have that you are wealth should be seen in your wife and your children. Yeah. If everything is about you go to party, spray money, eat all kind of five, you serve them round. You give all your friends one bottle of Gouda. Your children are eating concussion at home. God will help our generation. That's saving. Save for your unborn child. Kingdom concept of money, part 2. I have just a few minutes. I hope we'll be able to cover a lot. Number one, reason why people don't make it so much in life is laziness. Apart from pride, say laziness. Lazy. You don't want to do anything. You just want to cross your leg. I used to tell my wife every time we drive past, 7 a.m. after we are out of the house, there's this woman on our street. The Bible says, learn from the fig tree. She's an unbeliever. The opposite of laziness is diligence, hard work. Hard work. God worked for 7 days and rested. He worked for 6 days and rested. Even God worked. God worked. He worked. 24 hours. He worked. He didn't use rest until the 7 day. He worked 24 round the clock. Because there was no time within the 6 days that where that God took a break and recess. For 24 hours, he worked until 7 days. This woman, 7 a.m., she has opened her shop. She will drive her car. 7 a.m. We'll pass and we'll see she's already selling. Now, there is a church opposite her where there are members of that church who equally have shops. They won't open their shop until around 11, 10:30. And I'll tell my wife every day, I say, when this woman start making money now, they will say, she's diabolic. But they have forgotten that the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 29 and 22, show me a man who is diligent in his business. Listen, what is diligence? To be committed. Whatever your hand finds to do is the Bible that said it. Do it how? Whatsoever is worth doing is worth doing. Hard work. No, let me show you. Proverbs 28 and verse 19. Yeah, let me read it from verse 19. I love that version. I actually studied with your Bible. So that's why I'm just pointing to you. Yes. Proverbs 28 and verse 19. Let me read it, please. Hard work
brings prosperity.
Listen to this. Hard work. This is the Bible. This is not motivational book. Some of you say, see, all these motivational people. That say, listen, this is the Bible. This is not motivational book. Read it. Hard work.
Hard work brings prosperity.
It brings prosperity.
Playing around brings poverty.
Listen. Now, can you see that it is not God that created a poor man? Poor. God created him, but God didn't create him. And habits made him poor. Every bad habit that attracts poverty, God breaks it in your life today. Yeah. There are habits that makes a man rich. Listen, as soon as you cultivate the habit, wealth just come, literally. I'm telling you, you don't need any genius. It's hard. To be poor is an habit. Yeah. Give a poor man 10 million. After 6 months, his habit will take the money away from him. Now, give a man who had a habit of wealth, give him 1 million. His habit will multiply it. Yes. His habit. How many of you remember the story of the talents, of the 5 talented men? The Bible says, and Jesus, giving parables, he said, a man, a master, has 5 talents. Is it 5 or 3? I mean, have 3 servants. He gave one 5 talents. He gave the other one 3. And he gave the third one 1 talent. And the Bible said the one whom he gave 5, habitually. What is habit? Habit is a way of life that has become routine. What, something you do every day, spontaneously, it has become, when you don't even think before you do it, it's not part of you. That's habit. You can actually have a habit of poor man. If they put you inside of money, that habit will still take you out. Read that place again, please. No, before you read, he said the man whom he gave 1 talent, the man went and he didn't invest it. He hid it somewhere. It's an habit. It's an habit. Some of us have cultivated wrong habits. You learn from your society. You learn from your culture. Especially Yoruba, we have habits of... Igbo people have natural habits to make money. Sorry, I'm bringing tribe into it now. I'm telling you. Go and see in any town. You will see an evil man on the street hawking. Go on the road now. Count the numbers of people walking there. About 40% of them are evil people. After some time, he will move from the road into the market with a kiosk, mobile kiosk. He moves around. It's not, this is not prayer. This is habit. This is habit. You may not like it, but that's the truth. It's an habit. It's not all of them that are diabolic. Or you see, somebody who only goes to secondary school. We open a small pharmaceutical shop. Hiboman. After many years, he will stay on it and employ a graduate who read pharmacy and be paying him. Habit. It's an habit. Read it again.
Hard work brings prosperity.
Hard work. Anything you are doing, I don't care what you're doing. If you put the whole of you in it, it will answer for you. Hard work. Hard work does not kill. It's laziness that kills people. Hard work does not. Hard work. Diligence. Go on.
Playing around brings poverty.
The King James Version says laziness. Playing around. You are not serious with what you are doing. Busy watching movie about playing around. It's not the devil that brings the poverty. It's not the the enemy of my enemy, family, mother, side, brother. People know how to blame their failures on people. You even say it's somebody that gave me one agbano money. That's why I'm not making. They know how to blame. See, in Ibadan, if you give somebody 1,000, they will be suspecting you. They will be checking it. One day I was wondering. They said it's a kind of ritual money they spend, and when they give that, listen to me. It's habit. When somebody brings wrong money into your hand, when you are a hard worker, the money will lose its potency in your work because you are a hard worker. Doesn't matter what they do with the money. Playing around. You start one business today, you are playing with it. You start another one. I will start going to Dubai. You go to Dubai 2 times, 3 times. You play with. You go to Dubai and start going. You go and be watching the tallest building. Say, you want to be doing selfie in Dubai. You are playing around. Some of us, our phone should make us rich. The phone in your hand. If you know the capacity. But all you do is to watch movie on that phone. It's playing around. You know, anything on earth now, except it's not on earth. You can Google it and find out about it. Any business. And some people learn in their room. Anything, go to YouTube. How to make. You can make cake differently from all the cakes people have in Ibadan. Go to the internet. How to make cake. You will have a taste nobody has in Ibadan. And you will make cake everybody wants to taste. Just by going to the YouTube. How to make cake differently. Cake. Cake is everywhere. Everywhere. You see meat pie today. I love eating meat pie. But if you sample meat pie in Ibadan, before you get on it, the one you put in your mouth and you'll be happy, it's too far. You can gobble it. Start with a kiosk. And decide I'm going to do it differently. That woman I'm talking about in Hope, one of the things that attracts me to her is the aroma. If you are in the third streets, oh my God. You will be wondering what is she putting in it. And let me shock you. The smell of our product is the same thing with the taste in the tongue. Can do something. Hard work. Say hard work. Come on, say hard work. Dear Emmy Reed, Proverbs, that same 28, read verse 20.
Who wants to do right?
Yes.
We get a rich reward.
Yes.
But the man who wants to get rich quick will quickly fail.
Listen, be patient. Tell anybody, be patient. You know, the challenge with many of us today, you want to start business today and become a millionaire tomorrow. No. You know, when you plant, you don't get the fruit immediately. You wait. There is this get rich quick mentality. That's why some of us lost our money in MMM. MMM. That's the MMM. You all see MMM in the Bible. Get rich quick. Yeah. They MM your money. MMM. Hallelujah. Some people can't put that money in church. They can't trust God with that money, but they trust MMM. I'm telling you, some people can't trust God with their money. You know, I told you last week, I said, investment has natural perspective and spiritual perspective. You can invest spiritually. For those who understand, all I've been talking about to you is natural perspective. There is a spiritual perspective to making wealth, and that comes with instruction. When the Holy Ghost says, empty your account and take it to spirit life, he says, Late Maradaka, I rebuke you, the devil. You just lose something. Yeah. If it is not by instruction, keep your money, please. If it's by instruction, do it. And I know God will start giving you those things because we'll start our building very soon. Yeah, maybe that's why God is telling you this. When he starts telling you, empty your accounts. Empty your account. Don't start speaking in tongues. It's not the devil. It's God speaking. The devil will never ever tell you to go and put your money in tongues. He will never tell you that. You should know some things the devil will not tell you. You should know that the devil will never tell you go and give your money to God. And so when you hear a voice telling you, invest in that church project, don't start speaking in tongues. Just say, Father, thank you. You have given it to me and I'm joyfully giving it back to you. And he said, God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love. May God help you to trust him. Amen. Yeah. Because I'm seeing millionaires here. I'm telling you the truth. I'm speaking prophetically now. See you people in Kappa. I think you'll be saying amen to that. Amen. Some of you now, you don't even have accounts, not to talk about account balance. But the person I'm seeing in you is great. And I'm teaching you this thing so that you won't miss it. And start blaming. Say, in our church, our pastor, if he has been praying for us, I'm teaching you now. There's not everything I have to do, but I'm teaching you. Learn now. It's not about prayer. If my pastor has been praying, I should have broken through. You blame your pastor. You blame your stepmother. You blame your father. You blame everybody for being poor. You blame the government. It's Nigerian economy. It's not. We have an economy that is not of Nigeria. You didn't hear that? We have an economy that is controlled supernaturally. My God shall supply all of your need. How? According to your salary? According to Nigerian budget? How? To his riches in glory. That's a perspective. It's a dimension of God's economy. If you understand it, if you operate in it, I'm telling you, listen to me, to make money is very easy. And I tell you, it doesn't cause God to make you millionaire in the next 24 hours. The concern is that how you use the money. God is so concerned, not about getting you the money. God is concerned about how you make the money and how you use the money. Yeah, that's the concern of God. In the next 24 hours, you can become a billionaire. I'm telling you, and you are. Say amen to that. I say amen to that. Your hands will be blessed. You will make exploits. God told us we'll be on television. It is not speaking in tongues that will take us there. We'll sign check. Yeah, we'll sign check and give them. Do you know that Christian programs are more expensive than even commercial now? Because they want to short Christ out of the society. And we are going there. We'll not only be on local television, we'll be on international. And who is God going to use? Say amen to that. Proverbs 12 and 24. Read it for me. Proverbs 12, 24.
Work hard.
Eh?
Work hard.
Work. Everybody say work hard.
Work hard.
Come on, say loud. Say work hard.
Work hard.
Uh-huh.
Work hard and become a leader.
Work hard. Anybody who work hard, you naturally become a role model. Naturally. Go and look at it in a marketplace. You see a hard worker. Very soon, his colleagues will start looking at him. Very soon, it's a matter of time. His hard work will push him to the front. Go on there.
Be lazy and never succeed.
Hey! Yeah. That sounds like cause. It is not. That's not a cause. be lazy. If you don't need, listen to me, this is not family cause. And where be need, this is not family cause. Be lazy and never succeed. Oh my God. Be lazy. You know, one of the things I like Proverbs. Proverbs has bullet statements. Bullets. Striking statements. Read that place again. Read it again.
Work hard and become a leader.
Work hard, become a role model. Yes.
Be lazy and never succeed.
Be lazy. If you want to be lazy, if you don't want to succeed, is now let me, you know, at times if you teach people how not to succeed, they will now know how to succeed. If you don't want to succeed, don't do anything. Just sleep, wake up, sleep, wake up, sleep. Don't do any your business. Don't be serious with it. Is the formula, almighty formula for poverty. Yeah. It's not about anointing oil. They pour anointing oil on your head. They wash your head. They use soap. You are lazy. Listen to me. Look at the results in the Bible. It doesn't matter the number of oil on your head. Even if you speak in tongues. How many of you remember that prophet who died and his sons inherited? 2 Kings chapter 4. The Bible said the man was a prophet. He died in debt. Are you with me now? He died in debt. His two sons inherited the debt and entered slavery. Almost entered slavery. Only for the sake of Elisha the prophet. The Bible said the righteous leave inheritance for his children. What are you planning to leave for your children? Some people left poverty. They left debts for their children. May you not continue in that circle. Now, this is an habit you must cultivate. I told you last week, my wife is the reason I buy most of the things I buy. I'm a frugal spender. You know what they call frugality? Raised to power 2. That is who I am. Some people call me stingy. I don't care. It's called frugality. Spending wisely. Only banka emon lao is frugality. Frugal. Be frugal in spending. It's your money. You work for it. Don't just throw it away anyhow. If you are giving it to somebody, make it reasonable. Just come and say, you will explain why you need the money. And listen, that somebody asks for 50,000 and you could not give him 50, if it is 1,000 you have, give. There is remaining of 49. You have helped him. I was in the hospital yesterday. A woman gave me a donation for somebody who wants to go to theological school. She's a nurse. I took somebody to the hospital. When she showed it to me, it's about 195,000 naira. She said, I should support the work of God. The person is her husband. He wants to, and he needs financial support. I said, I'm going to transfer 1,000 to that account now. I said, hope you are not hungry. She said, yes. Out of 195. Have I done something? Have I given something? Am I blessed for being given? It is not the volume. It's the act at which you give. Be frugal. Hallelujah. Some of you just want to impress people that don't care about you. You want to do it. Don't stop impressing people. Must you buy every ashwebi? Wedding here. Wedding here. Don't you know they are using your money to do their wedding? They say ashwebi is 25,000 naira. You now stop, you borrow, you see. The 20,000 is for their wedding. The real ashwebi is 5,000. One of my friends got angry. I was still working in Kano then. I had suit everywhere. He said, the money for this suit is 20 something thousand. And I said, well, what color of suit? He said, black. I said, I have plenty black suits. Don't worry. He said, no, that I have to. What? Is your own black different from my own black? That I have to send to it. I said, is it not black suit? He said, but it has to be the one they will buy. I said, I'm sorry. It will be a waste on my part. When I have like more than 3 black suits, now I will have to spend money to buy the same color. He stopped calling me. And I'm cool with that. The Yoruba people say, "Maabe na uwe ya mishana ibigishana lo timbere." And some of us are not wise. Yeah, it's not an insult. It's a state of being. The Lord will help us. Read 13 and verse 4. Proverbs 13 and verse 4. Maybe we'll stop here. Let's see how far we can go.
Many people want much, but get
they little. Want much, but what?
Get little.
They get little. They want so much. They want so much, but they get little. They want so much, they get little.
While the diligent are prospering.
Yes. While the diligent. Now, number two, if you want to succeed, say integrity. Come on, say integrity. Don't ever lie about anything. And I'm going to close here. Don't ever lie. If listen to me, if everybody is lying about a product in the market, never lie about your own. Integrity is what costs return business. I'm going to say it again. It's not the profit you make on a service or a product. Integrity is what will make a man come back again. I would rather have a return business with a man who tells me the truth. This is fake, sir. This one is from China. This one is from Aba. This one is American made. I will rather go back to that man. Listen to me. This is how I patronize people. Number one, I will check your integrity. Even my mechanics know. As soon as you want to work for me, I will tell you. I said, as soon as you lie to me once, I don't believe. Even when you are saying the truth, I don't believe again. If I find out. So if I call a mechanic, check this car. You know I don't know anything, you are the one that knows. But anything you tell me, if I find out you are lying, I don't come back. Forget, don't even call me. So that's how I start business with people. Integrity, say integrity. It's being honest in whatever you do. What you say is exactly what you're doing. Integrity. Many people will never come to wealth because they don't have integrity. It's the reason they won't make it. Because somebody who gave you a business of 10,000 naira and you lie to him has capacity to introduce someone who will give you a business of 10 million. But when you lie about everything, it's the word way of making it. If you lie for somebody, more than two times is enough. Three times. He won't even come back the third time. You lie to him today. He finds out that lie. And listen to me. The Yoruba will say, Biro, Bakwe, Gufo, Gwodo. Yeah. If lies tarries for 20 years, one day the truth will catch up with it. Be truthful. Tell you say, be truthful. Dear, help me read Proverbs 12:14. Read from verse 11. Let me just add this. And I'll give you a rundown. I'll probably continue the second service.
12:14.
Yes.
Telling the truth.
Telling the truth.
Give a man great satisfaction.
Hey, read it again.
Telling the truth.
Telling the truth.
Gives a man.
Gives a man.
Great satisfaction.
Uh-huh.
And hard work.
Yes.
Returns many blessings to him.
Yes. Read verse 11 for me.
Hard work means prosperity.
Yes.
Only a fool idles away his time.
Procrastination is something I'm praying to God to help me. I used to procrastinate a lot. And you know, one of the things my wife has been doing, she's been helping me in that area. I just keep shift the dates. I will start tomorrow. Every day you will start. Next week I will start. What about that business plan proposal? By December. You know, there used to be a lot of customer in December. I will start in December. Procrastination is what we call the thief of destiny. The thief of destiny. Start now. Say start now. That business, that thing you're planning in your heart, start. When is the time? Not tomorrow. Tomorrow does not finish. There's another tomorrow tomorrow. If you enter tomorrow, there's another. So to break that tomorrow syndrome, start now. Then we've got this tomorrow syndrome. If that thing gets hold of you, everything is tomorrow. Marriage, tomorrow. Business, tomorrow. Praise God. Let me give you a rundown. Number one, tap into every opportunity. Read verse 27. Tap into opportunities God has given to you. Verse 27 for me.
27.
Yeah.
A lazy man won't even dress the game he gets.
Yes.
While hunting.
Yes.
But the diligent man makes good use of everything he finds.
If make use good use of every opportunity. every opportunities are coming your way. I'm telling you the truth. Opportunities are coming your way day by day. Take them. Grab them. Ecclesiastes 9, I think verse 10. Whatsoever your hand find to do, do it how? With the whole of your heart. Opportunities. Grab opportunity. If you have an opportunity to travel abroad, to go and import something. I see many of you traveling around the world importing products. You are starting a manufacturing company. If you are saying a minute, it may be the loudest. The economy of God will give you an edge above the economy of Nigeria. If I'm praying for you, let your amen be the loudest. There's the anointing of God. The Bible speaking in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and 18. He said, remember, it is the Lord thy God that giveth thee power. Is it 8:18 or 18:8? To make way. There's a supernatural blessing of God. The anointing of God that increases a man. Whatever your hand is doing, lift your right hand up. Whatever your hand is doing, I pray you will command global attention. Your hand will prosper. Whatever you sell with your hand will prosper. You will not make loss. You will make profit. You will not make waste. You will make gain. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God in the highest. I see millionaires rising here. I see business icons rising here. I see God through your hands creating products and services that has global commands. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God in the highest. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Give God a praise.